Harper Audio presents One Good Earl by Sarah McLean, performed by Rosalind Landor. Cross. London, early spring 1824. There were benefits to being the second son. Indeed, if there was one truth in society, it was this. Rake, rogue, or scoundrel, an heir required reformation. He could wreak his havoc, sow his wild oats, and scandalize society with his youthful indiscretions, but his future was cast in stone by the finest of masons. He would eventually find himself shackled to his title, his land, and his estate, a prisoner of peerage alongside his brethren in the House of Lords. No, freedom was not for heirs, but for spares, and Jasper Alsey, the second son of Earl Harlow, knew it. He also knew, with the keen understanding of a criminal narrowly escaping the gallows, that, despite having to forego heredity, title, estate, and fortune, he was the luckiest man on earth to have been born 17 months to the day after Owen Elwood Arthur Alsey, eldest child, first son, Viscount Bayne, and heir to the earldom. On Bayne lay the heavy weight of respectability and responsibility that came with being heir. On Bayne rested the hopes and dreams of a long line of Lords Harlow. It was Bayne who was required to live up to the expectations of those around him, parents, peers, servants, all. And flawless, proper, boring Bayne lived up to every one of those expectations. Thankfully. Which was why that evening Bayne had chaperoned their younger sister at her first visit to Almack's. Yes, Jasper had originally agreed to the task, promising Lavinia that he wouldn't dare miss such an important evening in her young life. But his promises were more whisper than word. Everyone knew that. And so it had been Bayne who had done the chaperoning, living up to expectations, as ever. Jasper, instead, had been busy winning a fortune at one of London's wickedest gaming hells, then celebrating by doing precisely the kind of thing errant younger sons were wont to do, in the bed of a beautiful woman.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?